News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Hello, I'm Larry Lee with the latest news on WSAU.com. Prominent Democrats are making the election year push to raise that minimum wage to $10.10 an hour. Fox News correspondent Mike Emanuel has more from Washington.
A new survey from Express Employment Professionals reveals nearly 40% say they'd let employees go. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul says boosting the hourly rate would likely backfire.
The people who have the highest unemployment in our country are black teenagers, and second highest might be Hispanic teenagers, third highest might be white teenagers. So the thing is, if you want to hurt the most disadvantaged in our country, raise the minimum wage. So I don't think it's a good idea.
But Maryland Democrat Congressman Chris Van Hollen says bigger checks for these workers would be good for all.
The way to grow the economy is not to pay people sub-poverty wages. The way to grow the economy is to make sure they have livable wages, but also to invest in opportunity and jobs.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News Radio.
The key issues the Wisconsin Assembly is debating on its final planned session day include creating sanctions for failing schools and setting new requirements for asbestos exposure lawsuits. The agenda for today, packed. Over 40 other bills, plus those two. Debate expected to go into the night and probably past midnight. Stevens Point police are warning businesses to watch out for counterfeit money. Detectives say they've found fives and 20s bearing a 2009 series note recovered at a couple of area businesses, a McDonald's restaurant, and an area tavern. The NCAA tournament, and it's a popular time of the year for something you might not expect, a certain medical procedure. Urologist Michael Murphy of Wisconsin Institute of Urology said a lot of guys choose to get a vasectomy now because there's plenty of action on TV to keep them entertained during that mandatory rest period.
We actually ran a program for a number of years of March Madness. It's a good time of the year to do it. Gives guys a nice long weekend, a good excuse to take it easy, and relatively high entertainment on the television to keep them occupied while they're taking it easy for about 24 hours or so after the procedure.
Murphy says a vasectomy is an outpatient procedure, takes about 15 minutes to perform. Badgers won this morning. Oregon will be their next game Saturday because Oregon beat 10th-seeded BYU 87-68. High school ball, Rapids Assumption and Barneville both move on to face each other in the D5 championship Saturday. The Storm Track 9 forecast from meteorologist Rob Duns. The evening will have a mostly clear sky with temps in the mid-30s, but increasing clouds overnight and a low of 22. Mostly cloudy, a rain-snow mix, Marathon County and South Friday, trace up to 2 inches of accumulation, high of 40. Friday night, a mostly cloudy sky, snow showers tapering to flurries down to 20 degrees. Saturday morning flurries, then breezy and colder, decreasing clouds and a high of 26. Sunshine but chilly Sunday, high of 21, and partly to mostly cloudy and a chance of light snow Monday with a high of 27. That's the latest news. I'm Larry Lee on Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU and WSAU.com.